right, we are now going to start the very next podcast show. And this is a podcast show that's not going to have any guests today. Because I am a pretty much a loser and I don't have a guest today. So we're just going to be playing around. We're going to talk about whatever comes to my mind. And if I feel like it, I'll play some music. And maybe I won't. I don't know. I don't really know. So anyway, so we're going to just go ahead and start right here. So a couple of things happened this past week that were really interesting, in my opinion, was that I had a pretty full calendar of shoots to do. And I should mention right away that I've finished building my podcast studio. So I do have, unfortunately, it's my everything studio. So what you're going to probably hear is you're going to hear clicking. You're going to hear me doing a lot of things that I normally do. Sitting at my desk just doing like editing and such, because unfortunately this studio is in the same office that I do all my photography work, which works out pretty well, because what's going to change here is I'm going to start having model of the week. At least that's my hope. Model of the week. Last couple of weeks ago, I was in LA and I sat down with Tiffany Crystal and we talked for a while. And it was kind of awkward because we had to sit right on top of each other. I forgot a cable, so I had to plug the extra microphone into the H2N right here. And I had to sit, literally, I think we had to sit so close to each other. Even though we're friendly, it was just a little strange. So anyway, I was out in LA, and so we sat down for a little while after one of the days that we were shooting, and just sort of talked about stuff. And it was funny because she's a performer, so she was putting on this voice, and I don't know this voice. I know Tiffany a long time, and so when she started talking in this very low, kind of almost sexy voice, I was like, shut the fuck up. What are you doing? Just talk to me like a very, you know, normal human being, because that's what this show is about. It's just two people talking about whatever they're talking about. And eventually she quit doing that, and then we started talking for real. While I was out there, I was shooting her and shot one of her very good friends, Christina Colonna, and that was for Mackenstein. Mackenstein is a site for Macintosh and Apple type stuff, and I'm gonna go there right now and see if the feature is up. They have Girl of the Week. I guess. No, Girl of the Month. Wait, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, they have Mac Chick of the Month, okay? And so, no, it's not up yet. But then again, what is June? Okay, it's not July yet. We have a couple more, we have one more day of June, and then we'll get into July, and that's when Christina is supposed to be Mac Chick of the Month in July. So look for that. It's Mackenstein.com, and you can get to it right away and just look. By the time anybody hears this, it might be a month behind. So what I'm doing is I'm just practicing, kind of getting in the groove of things, because I've never done any kind of radio before, and I don't know how to necessarily talk for 45 minutes for nothing. You know, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So the next step now is that I'm also running the show, which means I'm the producer, running the levels, picking the music. I'm making sure that the levels are okay, and I can only know that in my headphones. I have no idea if this is good or not. So my hope is to make sure that I have somebody to talk to for the next bunch of episodes. This officially is episode 5, I think. I don't really know, because I haven't been totally paying attention. And I should mention that my badass goatee is really, really coming in well. So I'm kind of happy about that. I've been growing it for about, I don't know, 2 months, something like that. And it's working. I've never really grown a goatee before. So it's actually happening for me. I look like a bum. But only in the front of my face. You know, the sides I actually keep shaved, which is not something that I used to do. Anyway. Let's see. Tonight I had myself a Blue Moon seasonal. It's a Blue Moon Agave Nectar Ale. It was not all that great. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't like one of those gotta have another one beers. So you know, I like to try new things every once in a while. People will say, no, bullshit, I do not. That's not true. I do, especially that I'm getting older here. And then again, there's things that I'm not sure that I like. And one of them is the latest Beastie Boys album. It's Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. I didn't like it the first couple of songs that I heard. I thought it was, like, way out of control for them. Like, they just, I didn't know what to make of it. Because, honestly, License to Ill was just a party album. You get drunk, you party, you listen to License to Ill, and that was... That's what that was all about. And then Paul's Boutique came out, I don't know, maybe 5 years later. And that rocked my fucking balls off. That was the sample album. So they took basically every sample from every song ever created, and they made Paul's Boutique, and it was a lovely little album, and loved it. Still love it to this day. In fact, we made a little short film video to one of the songs, High Plains Drifter, yeah, named after the Clint Eastwood movie of the same title. Anyway, then Check Your Head came out. I think that's the progression. Check Your Head came out, and I believe that's when they started playing their own instruments, or at least arranging their own stuff. I know that Rick Ross. Rick Ross has been with them for a very long time. I think that's Rick Ross. Anyway, maybe not. I'll look up that up after the show. After Check Your Head was... No, maybe it was Ill Communications was... I don't know. It was either Ill Communications and then Check Your Head. And then after that, it was Hello Nasty, which I loved that album. Hello Nasty was a great album. I really enjoyed where they were going with that sound. And then came, I can't even remember what that next to last album was, but it was basically the tribute to the Five Boroughs and of New York. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. It took me a very long time to warm up to it and to start listening to it and really start to like those songs. And honestly, it didn't even really stick with me completely. There were a couple songs on there that I liked, and then, you know, the rest of the album I just didn't really dig. So anyway, this latest one, Hot Sauce Committee Part 2, I think, and at least I hope, this is going to be the last Beastie Boys album ever, because as we all know, MCA, Yao, anyway, he passed away with some sort of a cancer. I can't remember what kind of cancer it was, but... he passed away. So there better be no more Beastie Boys, because without Adam Yao, I don't know. I never really, really knew how to spell or pronounce his last name. Yao, I thought it was. You know. I just hope that it can stay away now. I think they've with 6 or 7 albums, I guess I just listed off there. That's an excellent. And that also encompasses about 30 years, I think, because License to Ill came out when I was in high school. I'm thinking 88. So then, what is that, 25 years? 25 years, anyway. That's a long career, and that's a great discography. Either 6 or 7 full lengths over 25 years. And then I hear Nine Inch Nails has a new album coming out, and that's going to be a good time too. But I don't have any of his new stuff just yet. I'm still listening to Ghosts 1 through 4. That I think that was a masterful album set. It's all musical. Instrumental, which is really where Trent Reznor excels. He's a genius. Anyway. Okay, so let's stop talking about music, because if people don't like music or know much about music, then this is going to get really boring. So let's talk about movies. Okay, movies. Today I watched Silent Hill Revelation. That was a crappy movie. Not in the fact that it was poorly acted or poorly designed or poorly shot or any of that stuff. Unfortunately, it was a 3D movie. I don't believe it was filmed in true 3D, so they put in a lot of effects after the fact in special effects and CG and shit. I wasn't a real fan of that, because look, if you're going to do 3D, make it a little subtle. Don't just throw knives in my face and shit like that. Not interested. Anyway, I watched the original, not the original, the first Silent Hill movie. I thought it was really good. I thought it was written well. It had an interesting story. This one, I think it relied too heavily on the fact that you had to play all the games. And I actually played one of the games where this particular character was in it. And I enjoyed the game. It was a little confusing. I don't know if I paid much attention, because during this movie, I felt like I was lost. I felt like there was a lot going on that I had no idea, and they were relying on the fact that maybe I had already played the games, so I should know what was going on, but I didn't. It was poorly written, poorly paced. The special effects were fantastic. But other than that, it was just kind of a crappy movie. It was a decent way to spend 90 minutes. Like, you know, I have all this time to sit around and do nothing. Which is a fucking lie, because I have people who are asking me to do stuff for them and stuff that I've promised other people, and I'm not getting into it because I guess I'm a little lazy. Anyway, so that's what that's going on. This has been a good week for shooting. So let me kind of go through what I've been shooting, and I didn't talk to anybody this week because I didn't have the studio set up. I was waiting on some materials to come in, some hardware. One being this microphone isolator, so that I can touch things and move things, and I'm moving them right now, and you don't even hear me moving them because it's on its little what's it called? It's a condenser. No, that condenser is the microphone, because it's on its isolator or whatever like that. The only thing you are gonna hear, which kind of sucks, is the little headphone cable and the microphone, the external microphone, kind of banging around. And I don't know if I'll be able to do anything about that. We'll see. I'll see if I can maybe zip tie it to one of these things. Anyway, and then I was also waiting on the awesome swing arm that it's on, so that if I want to come over here, I can come over here. If I want to come over, that's not good. If I want to come over here, I can come over here. So I'm moving around the desk and the table. So I still have to work out some bugs. This thing is too low, so I need to kind of pick it up just like that. And then we're gonna find out pretty soon how strong it is. And, you know, you're never going to know what I'm doing next. I also got a pop filter. What a pop filter does is, I just said pop filter a couple times. Now I'm going to take the pop filter away and say pop filter a couple times, and you're going to hear the difference. So I'm moving it up right now. So now I'm talking about the pop filter. So you can actually hear pop. It's that bass, that pop, and now I'm putting the pop filter back on there, so doing the same thing, actually a lot stronger, and you're not hearing it, because that's what this pop filter does. It saves the condenser microphone from, I guess, condensing or something like that. I don't know anything about radio, but the point is, really good microphones have those things built in, and I don't have a really good microphone. I have a cheap microphone. But you know what? For my purposes, it's awesome. All right, and then what else did I get? Just some other crap to make the other monitor swing out, so my guest is going to be able to see what I'm seeing over here on the monitor. So let's say I'm working with a girl and I just uploaded all her pictures, and then I'm like, hey, look at this picture that we just took, and then she's going to be able to look at it and we're going to be able to talk about it a little bit. Well, unless everything kind of freezes up like it just did for a second, but we're good now. Hopefully you're not going to hear too much clicking and sliding of the mouse around and stuff like that. But if you do, tough shit. I don't know what to tell you about that. There's very little I can do about it, beyond moving this into some sort of a, isolated room, and I don't have an isolated room, so too bad. All right. So let's talk about this week's shoots. They were very, very cool. Started out on Monday. I took a friend of mine out to the nude beach at her behest, at her request. And, she wanted to do some sets for Cosplay Deviants, and I've shot her before. And there's an orgy going on in the background there. And, anyway... So we drove out to Playlanda Beach, and we shot a set for her out there, and she got all naked on the beach, and I got a little sunburn. Then we came back here and shot two more sets. One was Daphne from Scooby-Doo, which really fucked with my childhood, I gotta tell you that, because Daphne was always the hot chick in Scooby-Doo, and for whatever reason Fred and Daphne always went off, and most of the time he took that Velma with him too, so they could have their threesome or whatever they were doing out there. And then Shaggy and Scooby would go off and meet the monsters and bump into them and eventually solve the mystery somehow. But and Daphne was not a main character. She was just sort of like a auxiliary, and she was kind of the motherfucker. That's gonna have to get fixed. Okay, so. Okay, put this on the list of things to do. This needs to get fixed. Yeah, so sorry folks, a little technical difficulty here. And now I'm upside down. Well, that's interesting. All right, well, whatever. Now I'm upside down, and now I'm going to be in the wrong... Well, no, I'm not. Okay, it doesn't matter. So... good, we're upside down now. And you know what, that's going to be okay, because I can still, pull this around and stuff like that, so that'll be a-okay. Let me just figure out the wiring here for a second. Nah, fuck. Oh yeah, this is going to be a problem. You know what though? There, we're 90% fixed, so... pull that out. I don't know what's going on here. You know what? Doesn't matter. All right. So let's get back to doing the show, and maybe I'll edit that out. Yeah, right. That's what everybody says. I'll just edit that out. That's cool. And So we did a set with Daphne, and the other two sets, you don't know who those people are. Which, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter who they are. That's what the cosplay nerd boys like. They like these bizarre characters that you don't know, and they love them. They think it's the best thing in the world if somebody's doing that that obscure character that they're hot for and horny for and stuff like that. So that's what these girls do. They just they dress up like these characters, like you would see them at a con, and then I take pictures of them as they take their clothing off. Awesome. Anyway, so that was Monday. And then Tuesday, what did I do Tuesday? Oh, Tuesday was a great shoot. I had Will Rotten and Kazaa Von Adams, yes, from their Orlando team. Well, I don't know if they're a team, they're individuals. They do a lot of things. Because Kazaa is a burlesque dancer. I've known her for a couple of years now, and I've shot her a couple of times. She's a darling girl, very nice, tattooed, great body, and, we shot her, I've shot her a couple times, and Will, Will Rotten is a new character. I've only met him a couple of weeks ago when we shot out at Daytona Beach on the boardwalk. I also shot Anton and Vita somebody. Shit, I don't even remember her name, which that's embarrassing. I apologize, I don't remember her name. But anyway, that's me singing a song because I don't know what I'm talking about. So yeah, they came over and Will brought his Electra set. And what that is a electrified seat that he had Kizaz sit on and then hold fluorescent tubes and also a bulb, a regular like 40 watt bulb in her mouth. And when he would flip the switch, something like that. And that was real smooth, Greg. Yeah, that was a good job there. Anyway, when he would flip the switch, the light bulbs would actually light up. And I'm not shitting you, it's not a trick. They're not trick light bulbs. There's nothing science about it. I mean, well, it's all science. I mean, she's actually electrified, and when she holds onto those electrical tubes, they glow. Now, unfortunately, they didn't glow very much, so the actual photography part of it kind of sucked. And then later, I had to do some special effects in editing and stuff like that to make them look a lot better. But that's kind of the way that worked, and it worked. It worked surprisingly well. I think I made a really good composite picture. There's still some things I need to clean up for the final poster. That's what this was for, by the way, for the poster. And then Will then did some of his sword swallowing. And Kizaz did some firework. And then Anton was there, and we were doing some sparky stuff with some jumper cables prop. So that worked out pretty well, and so that was Tuesday. And then, or was that Wednesday? Shit, I don't even know anymore. Wednesday. No, that was Tuesday. So what was Wednesday? Son of a bitch, I don't even remember what I did Wednesday. Ugh, I'm gonna have to look this up now. Alright, looking up what I did Wednesday. It's not like, I need to sort by. Oh, fuck. You know what? It doesn't matter. Well, it does kind of matter. All right, so I don't know what I did on Wednesday. That's a bummer. Oh, I know what I did. Okay. Oh, I'm such a jerk. Okay. Sarah came back, and Sarah is a girl who, she's very, very nice. Very large chested, and she's nice. Anyway, so she came on Wednesday, and we shot a little bit on Wednesday. We shot some fashion stuff against my little white wall there. And if I ever get the video podcast part of this thing working, then you'll see little video, little pictures of the shots that we did. And then Thursday, I think, was the best shoot, because Thursday we did the body paint that Juan Pantoja and I have been wanting to do for a long time. And this goes back maybe 4 or 5 months when we wanted to shoot Lissandra. She had agreed to do the body paint to start. And it was to be a lingerie. It was to be a lingerie body paint. And it was going to be really, really sexy. And Lissandra had the right body, and everything was a go. And then the day we were supposed to do it, she wasn't feeling very well, so she couldn't really stand for 3 hours while he was painting her. So then we went through a long, long process of trying to find another body to do it, and we had plenty of people who were interested, and then the ones with the right bodies would drop out, and other things would come up. And you know, I can understand that, because it's a big fucking deal for some girl to come here and stand naked in front of this guy for 3 hours while he paints her, and then take some pictures for about an hour, maybe a little more, and then go through the pain in the ass of getting all that paint off of her, and really only doing it for out of the kindness of their heart and maybe a couple of pictures of them. Now, I'm not going to say that it's a total waste of anybody's time, because Juan is fucking amazing. He does some really amazing, really, really great work. We've worked several times together, and we're going to continue to work together. And he's the next thing we're going to do is a we're going to be doing a zombie scene, because he also does a lot of special effects makeup and transfers and 3D and stuff like that. So so we're going to be doing something like that. But the body paint makeup that we did was an absolutely gorgeous lingerie piece. And it was probably one of the better ones I have ever seen in my life. And I was lucky enough to have Sarah Guy come and do it. And Sarah is about the most perfect body you can find to do this particular type of work, because she's, first of all, she's 4'11", or maybe 5 foot at you know, when she's standing up straight. She has very large for her body, but very nice and formed fake implants. I don't think anybody likes it when you call them fake boobs. They're not fake, they're real. They're really there. They're just they're implants. But anyway. And she was an absolute trooper. She stood there for 3 hours, she got painted. I kept offering her drinks and food, and she kept saying no, thank you. Just kind as nice as can be. And she went through all the posing and the documenting posing and stuff like that, and she's probably one of my more favorite models. Just excellent to work with, very, very easy to work with, does absolutely everything I ask, which I don't think as a photographer you can ask for anything more. I think that you know, I can't say enough good things about Sarah. She's absolutely a lovely girl and really nice person. So after I get done babbling on here for another 15 minutes, I'm probably gonna get to more of her pictures. So, okay, so that was basically my week in photography. Now, I do have one more shoot tomorrow, and it is, again, another one that I'm super-duper looking forward to, and it's one that I've been wanting to do for a long time. It's liquid latex, and I have another woman that I've shot a couple of times coming tomorrow, Carmen, and, so basically, Carmen is going to stand there while I apply liquid latex to her entire body. And luckily, she has her husband, Adrian, coming, because Adrian's going to be doing a lot of the more sensitive areas. I don't feel comfortable doing the body paint in somebody's nipples or crotch or ass crack or anything like that. That's not my thing. I know it has to be done, and talking to Juan about it, you know, he's like, you know, it's a thing. It just has, you know, you have to do it, because, basically, and Sarah, he painted what looked like a lace panty on her, and the only way to do that is to physically hold a stencil of lace on her crotch and paint it. And then, you know, I can't imagine how that conversation goes, like 15 seconds before you start. And he tries to, I don't know if he explains it or not. I'm not in the room when he's painting, because I don't need to be in the room. I don't need to stand there and stare at a naked woman as she's getting painted. You know, that's not my part of the job. My part of the job is, when she's finished, is putting her in a set and telling her how to pose and taking pictures of her. So that's my job. Juan's job is to stare at her crotch to do the underwear. So whatever. But yeah, so we're going to be covering Carmen in black latex, liquid latex, and it's going to take a couple coats. And yeah, so that is a good time to have a husband there to do some of that. And hopefully, and this is my hope, I hope that he enjoys it. I hope that he, you know, they both have a good time with this, because it is a little sexy, especially when the husband is involved. You know, I don't want it to be boring, certainly. Oops, I played the wrong song, but that's what you get when you're paying attention to what you're talking about and then thinking about the next few things that it's thinking about the next few things that you're going to talk about, and then also trying to look on the screen here to find a song that you want to play and getting that going, and then running the board and stuff like that. So I you know, hats off to anybody who runs their own podcast, runs their own show. This is not easy, and this is the first time I'm doing it. Now, I can't wait for somebody else to sit here and do that, because I'll actually be able to do a few things while they're speaking, and hopefully they won't be completely boring and basically answer questions with a three-word answer, because then I will probably just stare at them and wait for them to say something else, and it's going to be very, very uncomfortable. So that should be a good time. Anyway, so the idea for this black liquid latex shoot is that she is going to be like, "Oh, that was not very smooth at all. I apologize for that." But I wasn't even thinking about what I was doing. Anyway, she's going to be sort of like Venom from Spider-Man, where she's just going to be covered in this stuff, and then she's going to be tearing it off. And then I have to think of some like really interesting light to make that happen. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that. One thing that would be interesting is just to hit her with that strong fashion light. But then, I don't know. That seems like I want to kind of save that for just fashion stuff, because I think that would be a better idea. I need a handle on this thing somehow, because I can't just be moving it around like this. That's not going to work for me. Anyway. So I'm gonna need some sort of a light, some sort of interesting light to work with her on that one. And maybe I'll pull out the projector to shoot something from behind her, and maybe a little fancy smoke. I don't know. So that's happening tomorrow, and then Tuesday I've got something that I'll probably talk about at the next shoot, and that's gonna be my friend Lindsay wants to put a little something together for her reel, and we're gonna do like a little dramatic piece about an eating disorder. So that should be interesting. I would like to get Lindsay in here to talk to her, and I'm certain that she's going to want to do that. It's just finding time to actually do it. I didn't really talk about anything this time. I didn't get very random, so I apologize for that. I did have to try and concentrate and try to stay linear with my thinking, because I was doing a couple of other things, but I'm also having to figure out where to find hosting for this. I suppose I can put it on my own website, but I'm not sure I want to put it on my own website. It's going to be one of those things where this is going to be a learning process. There's very little chance that I'll do it right the first time. But, so good luck listening to this. If you think that, these first shows are terrible, you're probably right. I'll give you that one. You're probably right. I promise you once I start getting models in here to talk to me, it's going to be either awesome or terrible. So, we can look forward to awesome or terrible. So there you go. Enjoy that little nugget of wisdom, and, we'll cut it for here. And, I will leave you with this song. It's, Candles by Dirty Vegas. It's a song that I really thought was groovy back in the day, And yeah, so here you go. Until next time, this is the Random Stream of Consciousness show, and I'm not married to that title either. So there's a very good chance that if I actually do get a lot of models in here to talk, then I'll switch it to something like talking about modeling or something stupid like that. Or, I don't know, TNA. I'm not really sure what I'm going to call it, but we'll call it something. Thanks for listening, and here's leaving you with candles.